I quite like this point, which has been made by Paul Harrington in Cambridge, and he says, this sounds like your work specifically, a good thing for those with autistic spectrum disorders who struggle to accurately read affect, meaning mood and behaviour in others. How might their smartphones be able to help? Do you think this will work in real time?
Absolutely. In fact, the computer scientists that I've been working with have shown that actually these phones are very powerful and can analyze this information in real time on the phones themselves or to send them onto a server and bring it back. Really, one of the big limitations with doing these analyses on the phone are the batteries of the phones.
There was a report from MIT, the media lab there, in the last 5 years or so, and they had made a pair of spectacles that would use a camera to look at expressions on the faces of people that, say, a person with an autistic disorder was talking with, and could vibrate in the person's pocket if the facial expression they were showing showed that they were reacting negatively to things they were saying.
Yeah, and certainly I think that this is just looking at another source of data, looking at speech, and could do the same thing.
Terrific. Thank you very much, both of you. That was Jason Renfrow from Cambridge University and Stephen Bishop from University College London.